Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA approves an expanded indication for Palynziq in patients age 12 and older. Sogroya becomes the first and only weekly long-acting growth hormone approved for pediatric use, and experts examine how real-world data strengthens natural history disease research. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved an expanded indication for Palynziq, allowing its use in patients aged 12 years and older with phenylketonuria. Developed by BioMarin Pharmaceutical, the therapy helps reduce blood phenylalanine levels in individuals with PKU. The expanded approval provides an additional treatment option for adolescent patients managing this rare metabolic disorder. In a separate regulatory milestone, the FDA has approved Sogroya as the first and only once-weekly long-acting growth hormone therapy for pediatric patients. Developed by Novo Nordisk, the approval represents a shift away from daily injections, potentially improving adherence and quality of life for children requiring growth hormone therapy. Finally, industry experts are highlighting the growing importance of real-world data in natural history disease studies. By leveraging patient registries, electronic health records, and longitudinal data sets, researchers can better understand disease progression, inform trial design, and strengthen regulatory submissions, particularly in rare and underserved conditions where traditional data may be limited. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.